U.S. forces are continuing for the third straight day their biggest military operations in Iraq since the end of the war. They have arrested hundreds of Iraqis in a bid to end guerrilla attacks on U.S. troops. U.S. military officials say thousands of ground troops backed by warplanes, attack helicopters, and river patrols are pushing through a 50 square kilometer area north of Baghdad in search of weapons and guerrillas. The area dominated by Sunni Muslims is known as the Sunni Triangle and was central to deposed Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein's control base. It has been the center of a recent surge of attacks that have left some 10 American soldiers dead and dozens wounded over the past 2 weeks. American officials say they have intelligence that senior Ba'ath Party officials are hiding in the Tigris River region. A series of raids, codenamed Operation Peninsula Strike, is bent on capturing Ba'ath Party loyalists planning and carrying out attacks on U.S.-led coalition troops. So far, U.S. troops have detained in the massive raid some 400 Iraqis for questioning. They say prisoners found not to be hostile will be released. But they say that if suspects are believed to be dangerous and a possible cause of problems for the Iraqis or coalition forces, they would be held for further questioning. Iraqi civilians bitterly complain that the operation is excessive, with women and children also being handcuffed. But U.S. officials deny the charges. They insist the operation is part of a continuing effort to secure peace in Iraq. Meanwhile, U.S.-led coalition forces warned foreign diplomats in Baghdad Thursday that they remain in Iraq at their own risk. They say they will be able to deploy troops or guards only for their own safety with prior coalition authorization. Some 30 diplomatic missions have been set up in the Iraqi capital, despite the coalition's refusal to grant diplomatic immunity to representatives of foreign governments. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, Cairo.